It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, as she does every Tuesday at 11. And we thank her profusely for that. She is Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, good.
We're okay. We just had a 40-minute discussion about the terminology Jed Wills used yesterday and then kind of the reality of the situation. Our big problem with what Jed said was we just thought, oh, young man, you probably shouldn't have used business decision as the two words you used to describe not playing. What did you think when you heard Jed speak yesterday?
I thought the same thing. It really doesn't sound very good to say that you made a business decision not to play a football game. It just doesn't, even if he didn't mean it exactly quite like that, that just doesn't have a good ring to it. And I know he's taking heat out there in the world for it. And I think all of us tried to write it very respectfully. And I think we kept it in context, wrote it how he said it. I know we followed up with a whole bunch of questions to make sure that we were getting it absolutely right. It's a very professional bunch that we have in there. And I don't think we did him wrong in any way, shape, or form. I think we represented accurately what he said. But it's just not going to play well out there, even if you are hurt to say that you were the one that decided not to play. Because we know in the NFL, these are decisions that are made by the medical staff mostly and the player. They work together on it. And usually it's not the player deciding, I am not healthy enough to play. So we'll have to see how this one is going to play out.
Do you feel like the bridge has been burned for the future past this season?
I'm going to say no.
Really?
Because I have seen, I'll tell you why, because I have seen so many bridges seemingly burned, and then things change, cooler heads prevail, and I don't know if what Jed said or did rises to the level of what Jadeveon Clowney did when he just decided that he didn't want to play in a football game because he didn't like the way that he was being used. Now, that's different. That's grounds for the end of your career in a certain city. But what Jed did, I think he was just trying to say, I was not healthy. I didn't feel like I could play, and I made this decision. Now, it was a little bit, actually a lot stronger than anything that we ever hear other players talk about in this regard. But I still don't think it's necessarily a slam dunk deal breaker.
Mary Kay, when we heard, you were sitting there looking at him. We heard what he said, and it sounded like he was surprised that he didn't get his job back. What did you take when you're sitting there looking at him? What was his reaction there?
Well, he said that he was pretty shocked that he got benched. But I think that, you know, if you really look at the big picture of it, it makes total sense, because if he's the one deciding and kind of overriding what the medical staff basically said, then, you know, I can kind of see why that would happen. However, I'm sure there are extenuating circumstances here. Maybe the Browns were going to go in this direction anyways because they want to see what DeJuan Jones can do at left tackle. So, you know, I just don't know that we can say that it's completely 100% over for Jed here. It seems like it. But again, I have seen stranger things happen.
Where are we going with this whole thing? Like, I'm just trying to figure out, when we look at the rest of the season, what they're playing for, how to keep things somewhat intact for next year. Like, what is on the line after when they get back out on the field Sunday? What's on the line for the rest of the season here?
Well, I think basically what's on the line for the rest of the season is determining who are your core players for next season and what decisions are going to be made based off of what you see in these final eight games, because they will have big decisions to make on their roster just in terms of financially and otherwise. So I think that's really what it's all about more so than anything. And they are determined to win as many games as they possibly can. There is no talk whatsoever of tanking to get a higher draft pick. That is not in the paradigm right now. This is all about going out, playing the best football that they can, and making decisions based on winning. If that wasn't the case, they'd probably start playing Dorian Thompson-Robinson or Bailey Zappe a little bit to see what he can do right now. And they're not doing that. They're sticking with Jameis. They think that Jameis gives them the best chance to win at this moment, and that's what they're going to do there and at every other position. So I think this is about trying to figure out exactly what they have and exactly what they want to keep for next year.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, PlainDealerCleveland.com, where she covers the Browns like nobody's business. Let me go back to Jed Wills for 1 second and more big picture here. And as you said, you wouldn't rule out him returning to the team. I agree with you completely. You can't have too much depth on the offensive line. Jack Conklin is only 30 years old, but Jack has had an injury history. You ever had a sense of whether Jack wants to be one of those guys who plays into his mid to late 30s, or is Jack one of those guys who might think, you know what, I've been beat up and I want to get out with my health after having a fine NFL career?
You know, we haven't talked to Jack about this yet, but as you mentioned, since he is only 30 years old and since he has worked so incredibly hard to come back from these really devastating injuries, and we don't ever give him enough credit.
And he's good, Mary Kay. He's good.
Yeah, he's really good. We don't give him enough credit for what he's had to do to battle back from these devastating injuries. So because he's done that, I would have to think that maybe he would like to continue on. And we will have these conversations as we go along in these final 8 weeks of the season, because that's really all there is to talk about anymore is what is your future? What are your hopes and dreams? What are your plans? And so he will be in that category for us. So will Joe Bitonio, trying to figure out maybe where his head is at. But again, that's what this is all about. This next eight games is trying to figure out what you can do from a financial standpoint, a roster standpoint, what you have to do to make sure that you can field a winning football team, because that is what the aim will be for next year. This is not a teardown. Andrew Berry made that clear in his press conference. They are not tearing this football team down. You don't have to do that in the NFL. You can look at teams like the Steelers and other teams that just keep chugging along, even though things aren't necessarily perfect. And I think that's what the Browns are going to have to do. Nobody has the stomach for a teardown.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. Jameis Winston, Mary Kay, had one game against the worst pass defense in the NFL, but it was Baltimore. So, you know, credit for that. And then had one game against the stingiest points allowed defense in the NFL in the Chargers. Do we have any real good feel for what he can do, or is that still to come here in the final part of this season?
Well, I think it's still to come. And the key, of course, with Jameis Winston is that he has to protect the ball and be very, very careful with the football. And they're going to have to scheme it up so that he has opportunities to be more careful with the football, because 5 dropped interceptions and 3 interceptions in 2 games, it's just way too much. And that is going to get him a one-way ticket over there to the sideline next to Kevin Stefanski if that keeps up. So he's got to stop doing that, not just for the Browns, but for himself. If he wants an opportunity to be a starting quarterback or to be a bridge quarterback or to have an opportunity to challenge for a starting job, he needs to make sure that he is protecting the football. So that will be paramount going forward. But I think at some point they probably will still want to see some of Dorian Thompson-Robinson and maybe even some of Bailey Zappe. Again, they have big decisions to make in that quarterback room.
All right, let's go with the guys the quarterbacks go to. That's wide receiver Cedric Tillman's been playing pretty well since they've given him the opportunity. Who else has a chance to emerge here, I guess, in the second half of the season? I want to see Jamari Thrash. I know where he kind of sits on the depth chart, but I'd like to see him get a little bit of time and make him active on Sundays.
Yeah, they should take a look at Jamari Thrasher. Maybe it won't be right away because they have other guys in front of him. But why not see what you have, get him some valuable playing time, and then you can hit the ground running with a player like that for next year if it seems like he's going to be one of your key players. So I would get him out there. There are going to be some really good defenses that they're going to be playing, so you can get some good film on him. So he's one guy to take a look at. And then Isaiah McGuire, he will have a larger role now that Za'Darius Smith is gone. He'll be behind Obo there at right end or left end. And then so I think he's somebody that I think can take a step up on this football team. So that's someone to watch. And then Mike Hall, he's been coming on pretty strong. And, of course, we know that they let Quentin Jefferson go. And one of the reasons is because Mike Hall emerged, and they wanted to have him on the field even more. So these are some of the young guys to watch, and I think you'll see some good performances.
Mary Kay, what do they do with Nick Chubb the rest of the year? How do you think Nick should be used?
Well, I think Nick should continue to carry the ball but split time. I would give Jerome Ford a few more opportunities and just kind of divide it up. I would use all the backs. I would make sure that now you're getting into the bad weather game and you're getting into these AFC North games, that you have a robust running game. That's going to help everyone. And so I would split it up a little bit and give everyone a chance.
Let's talk defense. Where do you think we're looking to grow here on D for the second half? Like, who's got the most to gain, especially if you're a younger, although I don't know if that's the right question, but who's, I'll ask that like Mike Hall. Who's got the most to gain here in the second half of the season?
Well, I think one of the things that needs to happen that you would like to see on that defense, and I threw this into my notes today, is the fact that they don't have an interception from any of their defensive backs at all yet this season in 9 games. And that seems preposterous to me. Now, they've gotten some hands on some footballs, but they have to corral those and secure those and be a big part of the takeaway game. So that's one thing I think to look forward. Now, we've seen a lot of them drop some interceptions. We've seen Denzel get his hands on some and some other guys. So you want to see these guys get involved in the takeaway game a little bit. And I think you just also want to see some of these guys step up a little bit more. Like Martin Emerson Jr. did not have a great first half. I think he's capable of a much better second half of the season, and you really want to see that from him. Hopefully over the bye week, he hit the reset button a little bit and got a little bit refreshed, and he's going to come back strong. You want to see some more big plays from your safeties. These guys are capable of more than they've even been able to show so far. Now, linebacker is going to be a little bit challenging because you might not have JOK for the rest of the season. That seems like a pretty serious neck injury to me. So we don't know what's going to happen there. On the better news front there is the fact that Jordan Hicks came back to practice yesterday. He's a good, good linebacker, and he should be back on the field this week.
Mary Kay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Has done a terrific job covering the team and was a big part of Jedrick Wills' conversation yesterday in that locker room. Who else should be making a business decision on this team? Think about that. We'll have thoughts on it next because I have a couple of guys who I think should definitely make some business decisions.
All aboard.
Jedrick Wills used the words business decision. We all think that he just kind of misspoke and maybe shouldn't have said business decision.
If he wouldn't have said that, I think everything would have been cool. He'd been like,
if he said, I just wasn't healthy enough to go. That would be one thing.
Yeah.
Business decision sounds like something else.
It also sounds like he maybe said this stuff because he was mad he got taken out of a starting role.
But it also inspired us for a segment here on Baskin of Phelps.
Oh, it did.
Who, Andy? Who else on this team should make a business decision? I have several. You have several. Let's discuss.
Okay. Let's start off with Nick Chubb. If Nick Chubb decided he wanted to make a business decision, no one in town would argue.
Business decision should he make?
To be healthy rather than to go out and say, hey, you know, I've been back a couple weeks right now, and I might need to sit out a game or two because I'm not feeling it right now. I know my burst isn't there, and I think I need to rest it for a week to get my burst back, or I can feel where I am.
Do you think his burst isn't back? Is that what you're saying?
No, I do think his burst is. I saw his burst come back last game. I think this the best part of the bye is it gave him a chance to rest as he's been, you know, trying to get back up to speed. So, but if he said he had to make a business decision or a business possession, I don't know which one is more
one or
fun.
The other.
Yes, that I don't think anybody would say a word about it.
I also had Nick Chubb on my business decision list.
You sure it wasn't a business position?
But my thought is this, okay? Mm-hmm. Mine might be a little more business. Mm. I think he should ask his agent to negotiate a contract extension.
Now?
Now. And if he doesn't get it, just be on a pitch count the rest of the year. And it's kind of like what Mary Kay said when I asked her about Nick. She said, I think Nick should split carries the rest of the way. And I think that's what should happen. If the Browns care to make an investment in Nick Chubb and extend his contract, okay, then whatever. Play me. I'm good to go. Whatever we have to do. But if they're not going to extend him, because Andy, he's up at the end of this year. I wouldn't want to be carrying the ball more than 12 times a game or something like that if I'm Nick. I know you're kind of trying to establish your value for next year. Well, establish it now. Go ahead. I mean, he'll be 30 next year. That's not good for a running back, especially one coming off two bad knee injuries. If the Browns are happy with the way he's recovered, if Nick's happy with the way he's recovered, I don't think the fan base would be anything but delighted if he got an extension for next year right now.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think Nick Chubb, and like this is probably one of those situations where I don't know if this has to be in writing. I think the Browns respect Nick Chubb enough, and I understand it's business.
I'm sorry. You don't want something in writing with an NFL team.
I'm just saying right now, during the middle of the season, I don't know if that's where we need to be.
Guys are getting extended all the time.
I don't know. I think both sides thought it was pretty fair.
Had one the other day. Chuba Hubbard got an extension from Carolina in the middle of the year, right before Jonathan Brooks is coming back
after the bye week. I mean, Chubb agreed to take a salary cut this year.
Chuba Chubb.
He can earn back his money and incentives throughout the season if he can keep moving forward.
I got Dan.
Yeah, I hear you. For one of those few times, and maybe I'm just a fool, and I'm sure every lawyer out there.
Nick Chubb's your guy.
I think that they're on good terms. I think the team.
Come on.
I don't know that it has to
I'll
get done now.
I'll have naive for 300, Alex.
I think Nick stands to make more money if he plays out the season and shows that he's back to normal.
I think
it's easier for the Browns to say, yep, let's redo that. Let's extend this contract or come up with a new contract at the end of the season because we think you're back to where you are. And by the way, the Browns could have cut him this year. They didn't. They renegotiated the deal. Yes, I understood it was at less money, and I think Nick appreciated the fact. I mean, Nick had no value while he had the injury. What team would want him at that point?
I'm guessing somebody would have signed him.
Probably, but probably at a much lower rate. I just feel like Nick still has the opportunity to gain his incentives throughout this season and make more money in the future. It's a running back spot, Jeff.
He has
11. You know as well as I do, they're a dime a dozen. And Nick is not a dime a dozen in Cleveland. That's the thing about it.
Which is why he could get an extension now. In three games back, he's had 11.
I'm going to be really mean to you, Jeff. You sound kind of greasy right now.
11.
Just let the deal play out. Let this thing play
16
out.
And 15 carries. If he gets hurt in these final games, he's not getting another contract from the Browns. If I'm his agent, I would call and say, hey, about 1 year? Let's do one more year right now. He likes it there. He's willing to play for you. He's always loved Cleveland. He's always given it his best. Give him another year. And don't hold him up. Just get a contract.
I don't know why. See, here's the problem, though. I think Nick has a chance to make more money if he doesn't do this now.
He's averaging 2.6, 3.3, and 2 yards per carry in his three games back.
Okay. You're looking in the rearview mirror. I'm looking ahead. I'm looking down
the
road.
On the season, he's averaging 2.7 yards per carry. He's running behind an offensive line that hasn't been very good.
And how many games has he played? Three.
That's not typical Nick Chubb. That's why if I'm Nick, I'm making a business decision.
Yeah, I'm making a business decision to not sign right now because I think I could get more money as I get healthier and I'll be able to
push those numbers. Other teams looking at 2.7 and two knee surgeries. Yeah, I'm jumping right to the front of the line on that one.
I just think you sound shady, dude.
I don't sound shady. Yeah, what I sound is I want to be loyal to my team, and I want my team to be loyal to me.
I'll be like, Nick, man, we're going to bring you back next year, but if this is your agent, this Fleps guy, get him out of here. We're not dealing with him.
He helps.
He doesn't have anybody else in the NFL. He's got no other. He represents nobody.
We need a voice of reason. Menigan, what should he do?
Nick, you could do better than Phelps, I can
Dano,
tell you.
What's up? What should he do?
I mean, if you're Nick Chubb.
He's got him holding out. What are you doing?
I had him asking for a contract extension. Let's talk. And if not getting one, just saying, hey, guys, can we limit my carries? I'd like to carry about 12 times a game because I don't want to blow my knee out and then be done.
Limit my carries. What is this? Pickleball?
Apparently, ask Jay Wills.
If I'm Nick, I want more carries. I want the opportunity to score touchdowns.
Not if I'm going into my free agent year, Dano.
You're everything that's wrong with sports. Keep going.
If anything, I'm somewhat trusting of the organization due to the fact that...
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
No, not the wink, wink, nudge, nudge part, but the fact that, let's be real honest, gentlemen. If they moved on from Nick Chubb, if you think it's torches and pitchforks right now, whoo, you might be guillotining the town square.
Oh.
Like, this is, people would riot if Nick Chubb were to not be a Cleveland Brown. Like, that's the only part of it is the fan base is so behind Nick Chubb, and Nick Chubb has such a high approval rating.
Which is why he could get a contract extension now and be healthy and be able to worry about that next year. Rather than worrying about what team am I going to go play for.
But there's some sense of security with that. I mean, let's be real honest. Right now, in the world that we live in, of people with 90% or higher approval ratings in the city of Cleveland, it's Jose Ramirez, it's Nick Chubb, and it's Dolly Parton.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And after that, you're SOL.
And by the way, Jeff, you'll never be renegotiating in my contracts. You're fired. Goodbye.
Jim's in Strongsville. Hello, James.
Hi, Jim.
Jeff, you absolutely sound greasy. Listen.
Oh, Jim, welcome to the team.
I just want to sign up with the team I've been on.
I get it. We all know that sports is a business and we accept it for what it is. But I'll tell you right now, the one thing that Nick Chubb or whoever it is, the one thing that turns a fan off faster than anything is a guy who's getting paid and under contract and decides that he's going to sit and not do what the team asks. That is where I draw the line. I think that's where a lot of fans draw the line. Look, you're paid a lot of money to play a sport. When you're under contract, shut up and play. That's what it is. If the team comes to these guys and says, hey, you know what, we're going to shut you down, that's one thing. But while you're getting paid and while you're under contract, it looks really bad to not do what the team asks.
What if the team asks them to go out and get 28 carries in a game? You go do that? On
it's
your rehab
job.
Knee?
That's what he wants to be. He wants to be a running back in the NFL.
I'm just asking.
I'd be ecstatic if they gave me 28 carries in a game. That's me, though.
If you turn this around and you would say some guy in the middle of a contract that was like wanted a new deal, well, he signed the first. Look, you signed a deal. Nick Chubb is getting paid this year. Dedrick Wills is getting paid this year. They're getting paid to play right now. So for them to make a decision like, yeah, you're just going to pay me and I'm going to sit, that doesn't sit well with me.
Well, that one got Jim so fired up. We have more business decisions coming up.
We only made one. Wow.
Yeah, because we got going there. We both picked the same guy, and we both had different viewpoints.
Yes, like talk radio or something.
I have other guys.
Yes.
They're next on Baskin and Phelps.
This is not acne in any way, shape, or form.
Jameis needs to get out there.
You have 100% put down the foundation for what Jameis needs to do for the rest of the season, unlike what you were saying about Nick Chubb. You've actually made sense. So you're halfway home.
Thank you.
You're halfway home.
Thank you, Pimple Boy. How about you?
I'm going to give you this one, and I do think...
I got a look from Menigan. You like that?
I do think it's a, I don't even know if it's a business decision. It's a life decision.
Okay.
I mean, if Denzel takes another one to the head, he's got to figure out what he wants to do. And that's, I don't, would you call it a bit? I'm making a life decision here. And if Denzel says,
Let's call it business because that as terms being thrown around when it really shouldn't be.
All right.
By Jedrick.
All right. Well, this is, it's a business decision that I don't think anybody will argue with. I've seen too many guys that I grew up, you know, watching and idolizing as a kid. And to see these guys now at alumni events or not to see them at all, I just, like, you know, he's got to do what's right. He's got to do what's right by his family. So I just think every time he gets checked out, and I know every concussion is different, and I know that once you get one concussion, it becomes easier to get another concussion. But and I do know they've made some pretty drastic – at least it looks like coming up down the road that they've made some significant discoveries on how to treat injuries, but we still don't know the long-term effects of all that stuff. But I just think every time he gets touched in the head, it's a decision he has to make every time he walks on the field.
You, because of your hockey coaching, know a lot about concussions.
Well, I just read.
You've had to take stuff. You've had to read stuff. I'm giving you credit here. You know a lot about this.
Yeah, I'm going to say, but I'm no different than any other coach that has to go through the Ohio High School Athletic Association protocol.
Well, you know more about it than I do.
Well, I talk to a lot of people. Plus,
doesn't say much.
That's true. But you know, we've dealt with concussions in my family too, so that's why.
You know a lot about this. The thing I would think is a torment to Denzel. He's only 27 years old.
I know.
And as a football player and a good one, I would think he thinks, hey man, I'm good to play till I'm 32, 33 years old.
Right.
As a corner. You know, I mean, that job is so based on your physical abilities, you know, to run at a high rate of speed and to jump and everything else. You know, I don't know. There aren't too many 38-year-old corners playing in the NFL. But I would think he's thinking, man, I'm good till I'm 32. I got 4 or 5 years.
Agree.
If you've played football your whole life and you've had your heart set on a 5-year career, and your body seems to be fine to you, and your head seems to be fine, that's a big decision he has to make if he gets dinged up again.
Yeah,
I think you're absolutely right. Cool Ray is in Bedford. Cool Ray.
Hello, Mr. Hey. Ray.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy day after Veterans Day.
Oh. And to you, too.
And we appreciate the veterans. Thank you, folks.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. So here's my thing about these concussions and this business decision thing. With the Browns, I think when it comes to Denzel Ward, I think what they should start doing is, I don't know if they do it or not, is you know how in the combines they always got that, like, that imposed, made-up figure running the 40 behind the real guy running the 40? Like, after so many concussions, I think they need to start showing these guys that this is how fast you was running prior to the concussions, and these are your movements now with that imposed. So maybe we can start.
Yeah, they already do that. Like, everybody takes a baseline test. So they look at their baseline test when they start, and then that's one of the things they use. No, I don't know if they do video or not. Maybe they do. It's all reaction time to things you can say. I did a concussion test at the clinic when they had this machine that came out probably 15 years ago, and it was crazy. You walked out into a room that kind of looked like it was like a tiny version of an IMAX room, okay? And you walk in, and there's a circle in the middle of the room, and you're hooked up to all this equipment. And then you walk out there on a plank. They retract the plank back to the beginning of the room, so now you're standing on essentially a disc. And what happens is you're walking down a road or running down a road, and it's all 3D in front of you, and you're trying to catch these birds that are coming at you with your hands. It was one of the craziest stories I've ever had to do, but that they can tell your reaction time on things on that, because I've had concussions in my life. I don't know if you've ever listened to me talk before, but clearly they come through. Jeff understands that better than anybody else. But the test was just, it was insane.
Sounds like an LSD trip the Beatles wrote a song about.
But it's pretty ingenious the way they did it, and that's how they baseline test you. And then after you think you have a concussion, they go back and watch your reaction times to what you did. I don't know if they're still doing it. It was one of the coolest stories I've ever done when I was still doing on TV, and it was just like, it was insane.
Because what I would like for my team to do is start investing in, like, Denzel Ward. Like, if he's a great, like, I agree with you. I would love.
Oh, Corey, we lost you.
Ask for a contract extension. But at the same time, though, if we got players that we feel can be start coming up through the ranks, but we've never done that. Even with Joe Thomas or Bernie Kosar, we've never put them in position to where they can work their way up through this organization to where they can be maybe coaches or GMs. Like, that's what they need to start doing with some of our great players, you know, because it is a business. And, if a player is telling someone, listen, I'm not at the peak performance to protect my quarterback or to protect the running back or do what I got to get done, I need to take a day off or a week off. I would rather have that than somebody then, because we know, we hear the stories about, this guy, he's just a bum or he a bust, and come to find out he was dealing with an injury at the end of the year. So organizations do all this. It's a business when it benefits them. So why not?
Cool, Ray. Thank you very much. Why not is right. Gary is in Shaker Heights. Gary, yeah. Welcome.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah, hey. Well, I got a Denzel, you know, and I hope that y'all hear me out. Denzel is he's hurting the team, not only himself. 2 weeks ago, I don't know if you guys pay attention to the game in depth. It was a play on the sideline where Denzel didn't want none of that action. You know, it's certain plays, he don't want no drama. He don't want to get contact. So he's hurting the team. And not only that, he could be killing himself. You have to make a deal and get Denzel off that field. That's number one. Number two, I have to say, I've been disagreeing with Jeff a whole lot. We need to make changes at down at y'all radio station too. Goodbye.
Thank you, Gary. They make business decisions all the time.
WKRK.
It's the beauty of disagreement, Gary. That's you know. If we came out here and said everything that you agreed with, I'd be doing what you do for a living. And now you wouldn't be doing what I do for a living.
Was that a cold burn?
You bet it was.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure.
You bet it was.
He didn't say who the changes were. He didn't say you or me.
He said he's been disagreeing with me like crazy.
Yeah, but that makes it interactive. It makes it
fun.
That's
exactly the point.
I'm a little confused.
You know, my guess is I know a little bit more about sports than Gary.
Oh!
Doesn't mean he needs to listen, but that's okay.
You tell him, Jeff Phelps.
Well, no, it's all right. That's what this gig's all about.
That's true.
You know. Right?
Right. No, I'm with you. Same team, man.
You know what I want?
Last time I checked, Marquee said Baskin and Phelps.
Same you team. Know what I want?
Yeah.
Is there a Marquee?
Yeah, I just made it up.
Nice.
Yeah.
I want NFL Rapid Fire. Bright. NFL Rapid Fire. I was just going to say what I wanted. Dan talked right over me. NFL Rapid Fire. And I want it next on Baskin and Phelps.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.